Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Is that right, Tiff? I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy
We did a warm-up earlier, but Tiffany stood in for Julia, so she did a bang-up
Yeah.
job with that.
I was trying to imitate her, so I was trying to do
I
it as
think you
good
did a good job.
as
You have, yeah, you got it in there.
So you're imitating
Super.
imitation and imitation?
Yeah, is that where it's
Yeah.
like art imitating life or life imitating art imitating life, something like that?
Inception.
Inception. Okay.
Inception.
All
Oh,
I know
goodness.
is my head's starting to hurt.
Oh no.
What are they saying?
Well, hope you're
Oh.
all. I'm so happy everybody's here. Come on in, everybody, and tell us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid. That is so exciting and so important. I think, oh, what they're saying now, it's really important that you know that you're lighting up the grid. So I keep saying we're going to get more information on that. That came in. I mean, I love to hear it. I get high on it and everything, but they said it's really important for you to know.
Like that. I get high on it.
I do. I get high
I'm
on
just gonna be honest, I get high on this.
it.
I want to say hello to those who show up afterwards and post where you're from.
Yes,
I
so
don't
cool.
always get to go in there and say anything about it, but I do see you guys are still sharing where you're from and adding to that collective. It's awesome. Thank you.
It is majorly awesome, and it's so adding to the collective. So if you are, your light is so important. Shine it.
Shine it. I like it. That almost sounds like it could be a song.
Maybe it
Kind of
could.
hoping she would sing it
Yeah.
impromptu.
Your light is so important. Shut it.
Love it.
Oh, goodness.
We'll get you guys a copy of the full song,
Yeah.
and it's Julia Cannon Serenade. Probably within the next. What millennia?
20, 30 years.
30 years. We're gonna get that to you. We'll get it out to you right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So,
So my turn, you guys. Get your little booties over to YouTube. The only place you'll find it is on my YouTube.
mine,
I'm
Julia
gonna tell you guys,
Cannon will speak.
you guys have been part of this little competition that Julia and I have. And what you only beat me by like what two last
Not
week?
by many, you're really catching up. And so, come
Right
on, go
to
shoot.
the bone. Yeah, she still beat me though. So what can we do about this? Well, get over to my YouTube and watch it there. Click like, share it.
On both of our pages.
Yeah, share this video, please, you guys. Share it, share it. We're just feeling it right now to ask everyone to share. So if you're feeling it too, click share, whether it's Facebook or YouTube. If you are on Facebook watching this and you're trying to comment and you feel like something's wrong, nobody's ever seeing my comments. Try opening it up into its full version and commenting that way. Because if you're commenting in the feed, I don't believe it comes through to us in the program that we run. Because we're broadcasting and went like seven places,
Yeah.
and so we are using a program that brings everybody's comments to one place. So if you feel like, gosh, I watch these guys every week and it never seems to happen for me, it might be because you need to open it up in its full form. Okay.
Also might be that you need to really accentuate the emojis and things for
Yeah.
Tiffany.
Tiffany really likes emojis and she loves her name in capital letters. And Tiffany is the one in the chat room finding the questions. So make it easy for her. Write her name in capital letters, surround it with love and hearts and happy faces and flowers and dragons. Why not dragons?
Dragons.
And let's just see. Let's just see if you stand out in the crowd. But we would love your questions. And we'd like to know what you would like to know or what you would like us to talk about.
Yeah, these are your shows. And so this way, I mean, we're pretty good. Actually, we're very good at picking up on what you might be needing and things like that, picking up on the vibrations and things. But it would be even cooler if you just directly say something, tell us or ask us a question, because then we can really fine-tune
Yeah.
that filter, that aim.
Pinpoint that.
Yes, pinpoint, that's the word.
Oh, I'm seeing YouTube popping up here. I hope that means somebody was chatting on my YouTube. That's right. I mean, anyway, I might have the live stream going on the side. I've been told I can't look at it, but I do have it going. Nice job, but I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's
I
why
know
he was.
it's so hard because that's what Tracy used to do. And it's like, but Tiffany's been doing it for quite a while now.
Old habits. Maybe it's the FOMO, that fear of missing out.
It could be.
Missing something. There's somebody chatting in there.
Yeah, what are they saying? What are they saying? I
An
want to know.
addiction. I
Well,
might need to.
that's why I don't have any of that on because it'd be very distracting for me. I just anything like that going
I'd be
on, I'm
like, hold on.
squirrel.
Hold on. No. Why did I
Exactly.
just start laughing and nobody else? Why? Because I just
Yeah,
heard
that's
something
so
funny.
funny.
I'm like, so yeah. So, anyways, Tiffany, we love that you're here. Is there any other impressions you would like to do before we get started today?
I'm all impressioned out, but thank you so much for asking.
Well,
Okay.
you still did a great job. So
Yeah. Anybody being affected by Mercury in retrograde right now?
was just gonna say, are we yeah, we want to do energy,
It
anything.
officially starts on the 4th, but oh my gosh. I feel like I'm working with dial-up right now. My computer, I'll go to click on something and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and waiting and it shows up. At first I thought, did it not get it? Because I'm used to being able to zip, 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 zip. I got a fast computer. No, it's just crawling and then so these are Mercury and retrograde things, right? So then we have a light fixture, not a light, not a bulb, the fixture. Something happened, something blew out on the fixture
Okay.
in the downstairs bathroom. So can you imagine closing the door and there's no windows in that bathroom? It's like, I can't see. So we got a new fixture.
Flashlight every time.
Yeah, well, I was like, oh, this has a flashlight on
There you go.
it. Saved me a couple of times and peeing in the dark. Anyways, when you change out a fixture, you want to turn off the power to that room.
It's
And
better.
apparently it was the power to this room as well. So I have my little alarm set to come on up here and start setting up and getting ready. And I came up and I'm like, I don't remember Reese. Oh, so took its own sweet time getting ready. I'm sending these girls a message going,
Yep.
it's glitching, because it was, it would look like it's going to pull up and then it would just spin for a while. I'm like, what is happening? So any computer experts out there, yeah, my phone, my computer, and I think it's Mercury because it was working fine and then we're in this Mercury energy, and all of a sudden now it's just like, I made a phone call today to a landline. I'm gonna wrap myself out. I was calling in a shrimp burrito from King Torta. They are amazing, amazing Mexican food. And so I was calling that in for earlier today, and they picked up the phone, and I can hear them rustling around. You can hear him talking to people in the background. I'm like, hello,
Hello.
hello. It's like, so I'm sharing this stuff with you guys because these are Mercury and retrograde things. And I'm like, what's happening? I can hear her, but now she's done talking to that guy. Like, I'm patiently waiting. Oh, she's with a customer. And then it got real quiet. And I think she forgot she answered the phone. So I hung up. I thought, oh, I'll hang up and call back. Well, that doesn't work with a landline.
No.
If it's off the hook, it's off the hook. You can't call it
Busy
back.
now.
It's like, man, that took me back. That took me way back. So there's my retro. I went back into a time when there was landlines, and we used to get that beep, beep, beep signal. That's like, whoa. Yeah.
Man.
So So anyways, it took a little while before she figured out the phone was off the hook, but I did get my burrito
Well,
and it
good.
was delicious.
Yeah, good. That was the most important thing.
Well, it really was. Really was.
Yes.
When you get a craving, it's like,
Understand cravings. Yes.
yeah. So I got my burrito, you guys. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
So anything else on, okay, so Mercury retrograde. I think we had two things happening in retrograde or doing something wonky. Oh yeah, no, the full moon and something happening at the same time. So that was going to be something
Yeah.
accentuating.
But the exciting part too, though, is even though we got these things that are, feel like setbacks or road obstacles and things in the road with us, it's also a time where things are going to start completing. And so a lot of you guys are going to be ending cycles. You're going to be coming to the end of something, whether it be a job or, just maybe you're going to move. Maybe there's relationship stuff that needs to get handled. It's going to come around. So those kind of things are going to be happening, but also our little miscommunications, heavy traffic, everybody's acting weird, communications off. Yeah. Computer runs slow.
Well, that's good to know. That's very good to know because when we're in the thick of it, so many times it gets scary. It's like, oh my God, what's happening? What's happening? And it's like, well, this is what Tracy said. She said things were going to be completed.
This is a good thing, you guys. And it keeps coming back around, whether it's through a session or just, when you're scrolling through things and something pops up and it's like this message might be said in many different ways, but it gets said, and it's like, get prepared. Your prayers are going to be answered. Things are shifting. There's something new that wants to come out. Sometimes I do the little card polls on my YouTube. And that was one of the things that it was saying is that there's something new that wants to come out. There's something in you that wants is ready to be birthed. So, something else is closing out so that it can make room for it.
Interesting.
Oh yeah. It is.
Hey.
So, what's been changing for you guys? And also, what kind of questions do you have? And
Yeah.
if you want to ask those questions, a good place to do that is my YouTube page.
Or mine. Mine is wonderful. I will get right back to you in most cases.
In most cases,
As I
we
can.
do our best to respond.
I will do my best. Yes. I'm doing much better than I used to. I am.
Yeah. There's a lot of different platforms I have to respond to, It's like, oh, I need to go over and respond to the people that, on Facebook and then Instagram and then YouTube and then TikTok. I don't know if you respond to TikTok. That one gets neglected a lot by me. But I know, right? There's so many. It's
There
just like,
are there's so many,
yeah.
and I'm not really good at doing one, and then there's so many, and it's like I'm lost.
No. And then some of the things
Go
that'll
through
say, so and
it.
so commented on your post, and you open it up and it'll show their comment, but it doesn't show what post.
Exactly. You have
Like,
no idea what it's to.
well, which post was it to? If I did more than one post, this is confusing. Which one are they posting or commenting on? So, it is what it is. Are we ready for questions or you got more
Well,
updates with the energy?
if we can find out where everybody's from, let's shine these
Oh,
lights.
that's right. We haven't done that yet. Sorry, guys.
No. Tiffany, would you like to tell us?
Would love to. Thank you.
Aww.
We have Iowa, Canada, Central Florida, Seattle, Michigan, North Carolina, Australia, California, Washington, Ohio, Sweden, Louisiana, Jennifer and Steve in New Hampshire,
Hi, guys.
Belgium, Illinois, New York, England, Malaysia, the Netherlands,
Nice.
very, and
Very
everywhere. Do you guys see this?
nice.
Arkansas,
Very
Michigan,
nice.
Springfield, Oregon,
Ooh, I'll take that.
any
Philly,
Texas in the house?
Massachusetts, Missouri. I haven't seen any Texas unless I missed them.
They were dominant that one show. It was like Texas and then Texas and then there's Texas.
They knew I
Well,
needed the support.
yeah. We thought you were standing out on the street handing out $20 bills and saying, get on the show.
I do what I need to do, Tracy.
I hear you. What else you got?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, I'm seeing Trinidad, and it's not because I'm looking.
Oh my gosh, Tracy.
Gosh. Okay, I'm not gonna look. So I'm gonna sit like this, and it's gonna look like, oh, but it's really because it's blinders.
Walking, yes.
Kentucky. You want me to throw Kentucky in there?
Yes.
New
All right.
Mexico.
Very cool.
Love it. Don't forget, you guys
Everyone.
that came in a little bit later, we would love for you to share this video if it feels appropriate for you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I
Yes.
think
Related.
we're feeling the silliness of the energies. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there's some stuff going on.
Sorry, all
Okay.
my Texas people just woke up. Just needed to let you know. Okay.
Oh my
Oh.
gosh. That's right. Let them in the house.
It. I love
It's
it.
hot today, so we all took naps, but we're all here now.
All here now.
How hot is it?
Fantastic.
I think the last my car said was 105.
Whoa. Whoa. We don't want to hear
My watch says 95 right now.
that. Oh.
95 is as hot as it's been here yet, and it was so unbearably, it was steamy. It was just this, heat. So I can't 105. Oh my God, that's 10 degrees more. How?
I know when I'm in the house and I hit that air conditioner, just move it 1 degree. It's like, wow, 1 degree really makes a difference. And
Oh yeah, I mean, I love it. I go out and I'll do some things outside, and then I come in, and it's like, oh, it's air that I can breathe in again because that's so stifling,
yeah.
with the humidity and everything. Anyway, enough about
Are
weather.
any of you cooking on your car hood tops, scrambling some eggs, making some pancakes?
Probably can.
Good. Good.
I heard of people cooking cookies in their car.
Ooh, not
Later.
ooh.
And then could you imagine you get in?
How it smells
Yummy.
so good.
Then you'd have your snack ready when you go driving.
Yeah, natural air freshener and your snack. Yep.
You're all ready to go. How would you keep the
Very
milk cold?
efficient.
You'd have to get a cooler for the milk. Yeah. Okay, so now that we're daydreaming about cookies,
Very efficient snack drive time. So there you go.
you have a favorite cookie?
To me, I like, I mean, it's what I got right now is chocolate chip and pecans.
Oh,
So,
like they're mixed, the pecans and the
they're
chocolate.
in, that's all in the cookie. Yeah, pecans are so good, and walnuts are also good. But I really love pecans. They just have a really cool flavor.
Yeah. What about you, Tiff? Do you have a favorite cookie?
Good question. I'm a sucker for peanut butter.
Oh.
So I think that'll be my final answer. I'm not even going to pretend. Peanut
Oh,
butter, but it has to have pieces of peanuts in it.
the chunky. Yeah.
okay. So you guys both
Tracy?
got through a little nut in there.
Apparently, we're nutty.
Yeah. Well, I would like to sample both of your cookies, but usually my go-to is chocolate chip, but I didn't think to throw like pecans or nuts or things like that in it. Yeah. But chocolate,
Ready for
not
stuff.
the hard crunchy ones, but the soft gooey.
Yeah, those are my favorite of the softer ones. What I have right now is the crunchy, but it's okay because there's so much of the other parts in there. It's not just,
When it's crunchy, you gotta have the milk. Dip. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we are very picky cookie connoisseurs.
Your favorite cookie. We'll look at that later.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it means something.
It maybe read your personality by the cookie you like. Yeah.
We've already established we like nuts. We're nutty.
You are nutty. I'm just chocolatey sweet. Does anybody believe it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So have we given enough time for questions?
That I can't look.
Nope. Tiffany, do we have any questions? Does
We
anybody have?
do.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, we're
We
ready.
have quite a few.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. You guys are on it today. Too hot to be outside. Get inside and listen to the Metaphysical Hour in air conditioning.
Yeah, let's have fun.
Okay. What's our question?
So, we had an individual that asked this question several times, so I'll just ask it. Hi, I would like to know what you think about fibroids.
Fibroids? Okay. Fibroids are, I mean, everything is interesting because it's a message. And so I'll say, oh, that's really interesting. But it is an interesting, really interesting thing because of what the body is trying to do. But fibroids are actually, it has something to do with maybe there's guilt over not having children at some point. Either you were pregnant and had a miscarriage or somehow lost the child, or just never did, or whatever. It's something around a child. And so what the body's trying to do is it's trying to create a child. And that's what a fibroid is. It's actually, and they've said, like, if you cut them open, not all, but some of them, you cut them up, there's hair, there's teeth, there's things like that in there. It's the body is trying to create a baby because of the guilt. It's usually guilt is what's creating. It's like they're feeling so guilty or feeling it's some of these emotions that, of regret or whatever, about something that happened. So it's the body trying to do that. So just as you understand, you can talk to it and see what it is wanting to you to know. And it'll be cleared. You're just trying to tell yourself something. Your body, bless its heart, is trying to help you out by creating the baby that you're missing.
Yeah, I have nothing to add to that.
Well,
You
you
had
said
anyone with those? Have you had any sessions with people with fibroids? not that I can recall offhand. I don't believe I no, I don't believe I've had that experience yet.
Well, we
Tiffany,
started
what were you
pitches.
saying?
Oh, I was just going to hop to the next question
Oh,
because
okay. Okay.
if you're ready. Well, you had mentioned guilt. So this question, my question is for Matthew. My
Okay.
question is on guilt and how to get rid of it to get off the wheel. I've been told that I do most actions for people out of guilt, almost living my life out of guilt.
Oh. Here's what I heard. How do I get rid of it? And that's usually, remember, anything we resist persists. So a phrase like, how do I get rid of it? How do I push it out? How do I, those are the things, that's the phrase telling me you're resisting it. Obviously, you don't want guilt. I want to get rid of it. I want it out of it and everything. But it's trying to teach you something. It's there. It's an emotion that you're feeling. So this is what I've been taught about emotions. This is what, when I dug into all the emotions, is they were saying they want to be felt. They need to be expressed. They're trying to teach us things. That's why we came here to feel emotions, to have them, and we want to learn things by them. So embrace the emotion and see what it is it's trying to teach you. And then you will move through it rather than trying to push it away all the time. It's just going to keep bouncing right back even stronger. So see what it's trying to teach you.
And I would just say, do that with everything.
Everything.
Anything
Everything.
that you're like, I don't want this anymore. Okay, sit down with that and look at it like your new best friend.
Yeah.
Welcome it. What do you want me to know? What are you teaching me? Because we're not meant, those are parts of ourselves, things that we've been through. And it's like rejecting yourself. And we're on a journey to self-love. So you can't push those things away anymore. There's wherever this originated from, you have to honor the fact that what a powerful being you are, that back
Yeah.
in its original state, when it first became a part of you, that there was a reason you could feel guilty. These are emotions that we get to have in the human form. So look at them.
Yeah.
I always love that term, feelings want to be felt. And so feel it, understand it, ask it the questions like Julia was saying, talk to it. And once you understand it and where it came from, and you just acknowledge that, it's powerful. It's life-changing. So, and that goes with any of your
Any
feelings.
of them, I think we were Oh, I don't know. I was gonna say Delta bill of goods that, I don't know what we want to call it, but it's like somewhere we got the impression that it was not okay, or there's something wrong with us if we have some of these emotions, they're considered negative, and we only want the positive, happy emotions, and the other ones are just, oh my gosh, no, we don't want them. We need to do things to get them out or to blanket them, dampen them, whatever. And it's like, no, emotions are emotions. I love that you said they're meant to be felt. That's what they're all about. They get us in touch with ourselves. If you're not sure about how you feel about something, have an emotion. You will know.
You can figure it out.
And then you can go from there. But they're very powerful, they're very purposeful. So just understand them.
Agreed.
Yeah, and embrace, like you said, embrace them, accept them. They are part of you, they're nothing to be shunned. You are no less a person because you have them.
No, in fact, it's exciting because you're learning from these emotions.
Yes.
And so, it doesn't feel good sometimes. We don't always like the emotion we're having. But the fact that it's showing up is giving us an opportunity to learn, to grow, to expand ourselves, to understand others, to just really get more in sync with why we're here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We haven't used any pet names for Tiffany yet. Should we give it a try?
That's not my thing.
The silence is deafening.
Amelia's face. You guys, if you were watching the recording, rewind that and play that again. What's the We summons turns into
Everybody knows Tiffany's
giggles.
my daughter, and I have my own pet names for her, but in private. So.
Okay, well, now we're all just going to start making these up about, oh, what could her pet name be? Cicerone. Little Buttercup. Do we have any other questions?
Buttercup. I'm not a horse.
Oh, well, okay, I'll come up with better ones. I promise.
Okay,
Okay.
work on it. Thank you.
Okay.
This question is from Rachel. In a QHHT session, can you find out answers about a family member, brother, who was in a life-changing accident and sole reasons why it happened? Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so it's like sounds like okay, a family member's brother, so it's like a couple people removed a little bit.
No,
Absolutely.
about a family member and then in parentheses, brother. So I'm
Oh,
assuming
okay.
this
Oh,
individual's brother.
absolutely. I mean, you can ask if it's appropriate for you to know, then you can get information. If it's not, you won't be given information. So it kind of depends on what's appropriate. But depending on what happened, sometimes we can work with other people in that state as well. I mean, that's what we call a surrogate session. If the other person is not able to have a session, then you, with you having a session, you could maybe get information for that person, through, and that there's a certain part in the session that you can get information if it's appropriate. Again, all goes back to appropriate and permission received, and the higher self knows what to do there.
Yeah. I agree because we have clients all the time asking, well, what's my connection to this person or that person? My spouse, my children, it wouldn't be any different. So
Yeah,
learning.
it depends on how deep you want to go with the information, how much it goes, but absolutely. Many people, that's what they, why is this family my family? What is the, what are the
Yeah.
connections here?
Yeah. What was the purpose of that? And I've had them ask questions like that, like, why did my child go through this or that or whatever? And yeah, you're right. If it's appropriate, the SC will bring it through. And if not, they'll tell them it's not.
Not appropriate. It might say something like, we can't answer that right now. Like, and you all, what is
Know that gets you more
it?
intrigued. What can you answer? I
Curiosity.
usually do ask that. He can't answer that, but what can you answer? What could they know? And sometimes you can still get a little bit for them. So I like it. Always
But
good to get clarity
absolutely.
on that. Wonderful. Okay. My little Snooky Pie. Is that better? That's not a horse. And yeah. Angel dumplings. I mean,
Ooh.
that's kind of a food, dumpling. All my inappropriate fluffy names, Tiffany. What kind of questions do you have?
Why I am here, said Tiffany, oh most high wise one. So obviously gonna ask that question. You guys know
You
Tiffany.
are here to keep the balance. You're here to keep things under control. You're
Nope, my head's big. The ship's already sailed. I'm off to better things. Just
have to say, can I share this about Tiffany? Can I share something? You have no idea what I'm about to share, but it really is about
fantastic.
herding cats. And there was a trip that we took. What was there about? Was there seven or eight of us? And Tiffany,
I think seven is the most we've had, so.
yeah. So Tiffany, we're all the adults. All of us. I think pretty much all of us could be Tiffany's mother. Tiffany is like, come on, girls, come on. She literally was the adult in the group. So we'll just bow to you. You have what it takes to balance a group of people.
When she was, gosh, how old were you, Tiff? Let's see, maybe it was before 10, but somewhere, let's say 10-ish, but I feel like it was earlier than younger than 10. There was something going on, and I was, she was being the parent for me at that time. And it was like that's when I realized, okay, I've got a situation that I've got to get a hold of. I've absolutely lost control there when she's the parent and I'm the child. But it also showed me that that was our role in another life, and that's why she slipped right into it, especially at that young age. It was easier for her to do it. But then that snapped me back into this life, and it's like, get it in gear, girl. So, yeah,
Sometimes the little
she's good at
angelic
that.
voices of our children will do that.
Yeah, absolutely. She's good at being the reasonable parent person.
Yeah. So I may have accidentally saw something that was posted, and it makes me want to bring it up because it's very exciting. David Marsh had done a lot of documentary videos with a bunch of us with QHHT, myself included, and my episode came out on Gaia TV today. So I
Oh,
saw somebody saying that they watched it in there, and I'm like, oh, goody.
wonderful.
So I do want to invite others. All of the shows are wonderful, but mine came out this week. So if you want to
Ah,
see the
hey.
glob and my beautiful client who brought that through,
Oh, cool.
that is out there today. Or yeah, this week. It came out Monday, I think. So go
Oh, that's so exciting. Yay.
watch it. I know, it's so cool. And I keep getting these random things, and it's like, oh yeah, that came out.
Yeah, I did that, didn't I? Yeah.
Right. That's right. You guys, we filmed this like 2 years ago or something, maybe even three.
It's been a
Oh,
while.
yeah. Yeah. And so it's been promoted in some other places too, but Gaia TV has been the big one. And so it's been really exciting to get you guys' little messages and hello to everyone that did that. And please go watch Gaia TV and I'm going to say it wrong, probably Journey. What is it? The Journey into the Souls?
I think so.
Something
Yeah.
like that.
That sounds
Sorry.
right.
If it's not in front of me, sometimes I just don't get that clear. But yeah, I think it's The Journey into the Souls or something like that is what the title is. Sorry, David. Don't hurt me. But anyways, yes, go watch all of them. There's 14 of them out right now, and there's, I think, six more coming. So
Yeah.
get on that series and watch it and support that. QHHT. Woo!
Yeah,
So.
and as far as the time, these take a lot of time. I think sometimes we think, oh, they film stuff. I mean, if you really watch some programs that are on, you'll see that there's like a year gap between when they're filmed and when they're aired. It takes a long time. There's a lot of production, post-production is a production time, and then post-production time. And we see this now because we're involved in it. It takes a while. It takes quite a while, especially if you're any
Yeah.
good and you're trying to put out a really good product.
Yeah. A lot of hours went into that and set up and tear down and travel and yeah, all of it. Bravo to him, and he loves doing the work, so that's even better. It's just great. So
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Tiffany, I think that interrupted a question that you were going to ask.
oh. It's
It's
all
okay.
right.
I just didn't want to lose track of it.
No
Yes.
worries. I also just wanted to say that Percy is also congratulating you, Tracy. He's been over
Oh.
here talking my ear off to let me
Oh.
wanted me to tell you
Well,
that
what I have to say to that is meow, 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 meow.
he may attack me soon. Thank you, Tracy.
Worries. Just I'll be there in what, gosh, 2 weeks? I'll do it in person. So, okay, what's our question?
Okay. Could germophobia please be addressed? Thank you.
Germophobia. Okay. Well, any phobia, I mean, it's many of the phobias, probably a high percentage of them come from the way we died in another life. So germophobia, I mean, just kind of imagine what, what
There's
and what
been,
did,
yeah, lots of history of death from illnesses and contagious things. So, and horrible and horrific death too. It's not even like fast. That would really explain germophobic reaction.
So there you can just get, if that's the case, and like I said, most all phobias come from other lives. It's the way you pass it. And so it's just you bring it with you, call it residue. You brought it over with you for whatever reason. Maybe you're at the same age, or whenever you started having the phobia, you're at the same age that you were when you passed in the other life. That's what I've found as a pattern. And so it's like a warning. The soul doesn't know, it doesn't realize you're in a different body necessarily. It just realizes, hey, this is happening. be careful, watch out for this. And so, because the time thing, remember, there's no time on that side. So it just sees the soul as having being around germs, and you died from this before, so you got to be very careful. That's how it reasons it. So but how you can do it is, like, you can do it consciously. You can get into like a meditative state and just say that belongs to another life, or ask where it came from. You can do that, and then it belongs to that life, and just let it be. Just let it go back. You can have a QHHT session to find out more about it. Where is it coming from? What is it? And in that process, when you usually find out, that usually identifies it
It
there.
up.
Can just be, yeah, it clears it up. It puts it in its place, and you're okay then. Yeah, I had a lot of phobias my young life, and they all came from this one
Other
life.
lifetimes.
How I passed in that life, and once I understood it, then I was okay. I mean, I still don't care for it, some of these situations, but I understand it. I can go through them. Where before, there was no reasoning with me whatsoever. I was crazy person. Totally. And it was just
Right.
because
And
I didn't
that's
understand
the idea. The phobias are
it.
really irrational to some people, and you can't explain it. You know,
No.
you can't explain why you have that fear or that phobia. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yes,
But
absolutely.
yeah, sometimes, like even you just talking about it could be enough that it could shift it for you of just hearing it. But if you want to know more about that, definitely QHHT or again, like doing that meditation and asking and
Yeah, all anything that you have going on, you can ask and you will receive answers. It's when we don't believe, we just gotta get quiet. We gotta get still so that we can hear these things. And if you just play, well, I never hear them, never hear them, blah, blah, it could be your mind is just so busy. We have so many distractions that that's our, I guess that's, I don't want to say a challenge, but that's our, it is, but what's a positive way of saying it? Our goal in all of this is to find the quiet within the noise. And so but that's all you have to do. You just get quiet. And once you do that a few times, and you get to where you understand it, you get the, the feeling, you know how it works, then you can do it in the crowded room. You can do it in the noisy place. You'll always get your information. It's not, then you're the quiet within the storm. And that's all you, but at first you want to get in a quiet, still place of your mind and allow the information to come in, because it's right there. However you want to do it.
And if you still feel like you can't, ask them to show you outside of yourself. Like there's signs everywhere. I'd like to play with people and say, pick something right now in the room that's drawing your attention. And then now what does that mean? Or look at it a little bit longer. There's a message there, and that just that object alone. They can talk to us. Our teams are pretty powerful. They can talk to us in a lot of different ways.
Well, I
Or
mean,
have
they've told
yourself
me
to.
Yeah, they say they're talking to us constantly. I mean, it's like there's never a millisecond that they are not. So it's constantly. So it's just a matter of pick your message. They're
Yeah.
constantly coming in. So like, yeah, that's wonderful. Just it's a matter of getting in more in tune, and then you're receiving it. You know, it's not like you have to be aware of every single one. It's just they're always there. So to say, oh, I don't get any, I'm not going to buy it. You get
Yeah,
them. You
you get them. Yeah.
know,
Yeah. If you say, okay, where's this phobia coming from, this germophobia coming from? And you're like, okay, I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing it. And then you go turn on the TV and there's a movie about the Black Plague. And then you go, down the road and to a doctor's office, and on the table is sitting a book about the Black Plague. And, it's like there's gonna be clues, even if you're not hearing it, look around you, pay attention.
pay
You're gonna
attention.
find repetition of something that they're trying to tell you.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll
Those are
find
great
ways.
examples. And that's good. Yeah, to know how. I mean, it's coming in so many different ways. So just, yeah, be
Yeah.
aware. I said, just
Absolutely.
be aware. It's constant.
Love it. Be aware. Let's just wear the hat, get the t-shirt, pay attention. But yeah,
Exactly.
it is quite phenomenal when you just invite it and then you pay attention, you'll get lots of information. So.
Yeah, because then you don't hold on to it's like, because that closes things down if you just like, okay, I want to know more information on this, and then just relax and allow it to come to you. However it comes, you may hear it, you may know it, you may feel it, you may see things, you may want to just allow it to be and just trust that you will receive the answers.
Yeah.
And it does. It happens. It just will. It has to. It just
It
is.
has to.
It's
It
just
is.
when you put the expectations on it. See, that's when you are undermining your ability to receive.
Yeah.
Just allow it to happen. That's just always what they say. Trust yourself to have the answers and allow them to come in.
Yeah, we're just going to be two bobbleheads.
I feel like
We
that's what
belong.
every video I see of myself, that's what I'm doing.
That too. It's like, what was I doing there? I'm like,
Agreeing, apparently.
yeah, gosh, the wisdom over here. Yeah. Usually there's so much wisdom that comes from that voice from the sky too. Tiffany, darling,
Yes.
do you have any wisdom to share?
Wisdom or question? I'm
We'll take
confused.
whatever you
Yeah,
got.
whatever you
I'm
got.
confused.
My wisdom was going to be, that's why I'm not on camera.
Are you being a bobblehead too?
I would.
Join us in the bobbles. Yeah. Always wake up Saturday morning with a stiff neck. Why is that? No.
You need a new pillow. You're missing the signs.
Oh my goodness. All right. What do you have to bestow upon us, darling?
This is from Kathy, and this is a interactive one, if you so shall choose, Tracy.
Ooh.
So I will put this on this. Mother, you can answer the question, and Tracy, you can do the interactive part.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So the question is, why has an old soul relationship contacted me after all this time? Do we finish contracts with people? I wonder what I have to finish with this person. They followed up with, can Tracy pull me a card about my above soulmate question?
I can.
Did this happen recently? I mean, read the beginning part again. An old soul came back.
Why has an old soul relationship contacted me after all this time?
So it sounds like it's come back recently. And if I recall our last several shows, we've talked about people coming back out of the past, and it's like, where are you coming from? They just pop in, and that's has to do with the signs going on. That was the was that the what was that? The
We're
Capricorn?
also in a Mercury retrograde shadow, so
That's pulling things back too. And
what was the question you were asking me though?
About, the last several weeks we've been talking about, there was some, I can't remember what astrological thing it was, but that was what you
Oh, yeah,
were
unfinished
thinking.
business.
Yeah.
And you asked me to pull a card, and I thought, well, I don't want the decks that are sitting right here actually next to me. And I go over to my little red trusty cabinet and I pulled it out, and the card that was visible to me was this one. And it says, Great Big Love.
Oh,
Right?
okay.
The next one that's on the stack is the Power of Purpose. So
Okay,
there
so
is a purpose for this
yeah.
love coming back in. And it's like what we were saying, unfinished business. There's
Unfinished
something you're
business.
both ready for now that you weren't before.
Yeah. That feels, it feels good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're both
So
ready.
just trust it. If you're drawn to it, there's a reason you're drawn to it. I mean, we always want to, oh, I don't want to waste my time and I don't want to do that. This is the thing that's showing up for you. Be in it, find what it has for you. Maybe it'll go somewhere, maybe it won't, but it's the thing that's here. And if you are looking for something and you're like, this person isn't it, but this is the person that's showing up, figure out what they're bringing for you that will shift your vibration to be more in alignment for the thing you're looking for. So we don't want, what do they say? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, that person is there
For a reason.
for a reason. And it may just be this interaction to give you some closure. It may be some interaction to remind you, oh, I really like this about this person. Even if it isn't a match with that person, it reminds me I want them. You know, there's so many ways it could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So see what it's about. All right. Yay, I got to pull the card.
Yay. Love it.
All right. Do we want to summons the beautiful butterfly with her elegant wings flying above us in the little cloud of Zoom? Do you have more questions? Do you want
Oh,
me to pull
yes,
a
dear.
card for you?
Sorry.
Do you want a card, Tiffany?
Sure, I'd love a card. Let's do
Yeah,
it.
let's give Tiffany a card. No, what does she need to know? Oh, well, anyway. Oh, no. This says the
Wow.
rose's kiss. The rose's kiss. The fun part about that is when I, when you got a ladybug on that thing, right? That's good luck. And a long time ago, I said, keep to show me I'm in the flow of abundance, show me a rainbow rose. And that's a rainbow rose. So you are in the flow of abundance. Good luck landing on you, girl. So why not?
Rainbow rose and a ladybug.
And a ladybug or
Thank
a
you,
buddy bug
Tracy.
or whatever you want to call the boy ones.
I
What would you call the boy ones? It seems funny to call a male lady.
bet they don't even realize. They have no, they don't care.
In the
It was
cartoons,
either
they
a
do.
Bug's Life or
Yes,
ants,
he
and I think
did
it was
find
Bug's
it.
Life, and he was very, they were like, "Hello, lady," and he was like, "I'm a man."
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when I asked the question. But thank you. That was interactive and I like it. Yeah.
You're welcome. You wanted more impressions, so
did.
I got you.
I'm a big
Yeah,
Aren't you guys glad you tuned in today? Oh my gosh,
we come punch
everybody's.
drunk for everybody? I feel like I've been punch drunk all week.
Either gonna laugh or you're gonna cry. So,
And maybe that's why we're on Friday nights, because this is your release. You know, it's like nothing serious. It's just we're gonna address these situations, these concepts in a very lighthearted way.
Very, yeah. Just so you guys know, that card that I pulled for Tiffany, that is a card for everybody. Watch for the, you watch now for those rainbow roses and ladybugs. It's going to mean you're coming into some abundance, joyful abundance in a lucky way.
Cool.
I know. We do cool things.
We do.
Yeah. And we were just telling you guys, watch. Spirit's talking to you everywhere. And here's one of the ways they can do it. Just see if that shows up. I mean, kind of already did because I showed it to you. So you're already a step ahead. You already saw it. Just rewatch the show and you'll see it again. Yeah. Okay. Lovely and gifted, not my daughter. What do you have for us?
Not my daughter.
It's been made clear. It's been made clear you're Julia's daughter.
This is from Donna.
Got history.
Old songs are playing in my head lately. There is no rhyme or reason with the songs. The only commonality, they are songs from my childhood in the 70s. Can't figure out the message. Advice?
I'm hearing, how do you feel when you hear them? That's what you want to look at. It could be it's
Yeah,
bringing
there's
you
something
back.
healing there.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Yeah.
bringing back something from that time that represents something back there. So how do you feel when you hear them? Because that's what it's bringing back, and that's what it wants you to revisit or feel. It's all about
Feelings. See, we're gonna sing it to you.
feelings. La, da, 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 da,
Is it happening to you right now as we're singing? Is it like, yeah, like that? Now that's going to be stuck in my head. But yeah.
The seven was because the 70s music was the best, you know, so I understand why it's stuck in your head. I dare you to say it.
It's the best. Yeah. I mean, can you? It's just hard to wrap our minds around the fact that we are. Our music is the oldies music now. So it's like, there it is. But
My music
so,
is oldies music, if you want to
oh
get
God,
real.
we're in a lot of
So
trouble. I do want to say to the old songs, though, it's the same with the old soul relationship that came back, because that's what Mercury in retrograde does. It helps you to reminisce, recall, ruminate in these things, right? But it's nostalgic, and it does. It's exactly what you were saying. It brings in those feelings, and look at that. It could be it may trigger a memory from a time frame that needs to be healed, or that is healing. The memory
Exactly.
itself could be healing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a feeling I have, but I don't, you know, that was what was coming to me. It was just that feeling of that time. There's something there that's,
Yeah. So sing it loud, sing it proud.
yeah.
We can't hear you. Sing it.
Oh,
Oh,
goodness.
we're
Well, we
getting our
got three minutes.
warning.
Yeah. Okay. How about a quick question and then we can
Wrap
let you,
up.
yeah. 3 minutes. Okay. A quick question, Jeff?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
I think you have a quick answer for this. Is there a way to find out what a loud, high-pitched download means? Does that mean yes or no regarding what I was just thinking or saying? I know I said the question fast, like that was going to help you answer it fast, but
well, when I get it was to get
Asking
your
about
attention.
high-pitched downloads.
Yeah, I got it was to get your attention. I wouldn't call it good or bad. It was to get your attention. That's why it was loud. So whatever you want to take from that.
And they're asking if it's a sign that it was something is right, or how did the rest of that go?
Yes or no regarding something they were thinking.
Something you were thinking.
So.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, that goes back to you. What do you that quick thing? Okay. What is it you do a lot of times, Tracy? And it's like doing the coin toss, and then it's like, what do you want it to be, kind of thing, or what it would be.
Yeah, I like that one. If you flip a coin and you call heads or tails, why it's in the air, which one are you hoping it's going to land on? That's your answer. Not what it lands on, but what were you hoping it was going to land
While it
on?
was flying, so you're asking that question. What were you hoping it would be when you heard? Yeah, it's like there you have something in your mind, so it's twinning, and then that when it came in, that was to get your attention to whatever
Yeah.
your where your thoughts were at that point. So you
Okay,
know the answer. What they're saying
Julian.
is you know the answer, so you don't need our confirmation. We're just telling you know it. So
Yeah.
okay, 1 minute.
One minute.
Everything QHHT at QHHTofficial.com. Even Tracy is at QHHTofficial.com. And if you would like to sign up for the QHHT Level 1 course, Tracy has a coupon code that you can use.
And magic is real, all one word. That'll get you 10% off of your level one course, The Magic is Real. And I want to tell you guys, come to my website and check out our Iceland cruise for next June. We got an early bird special. Oh no, that ended. Sorry. The early
Oh
bird.
yeah, that was over yesterday. No, 2 days ago.
No, where did time go? But come check out the Iceland cruise. Come check it out. That's on my website, tracymayhem.com. All right, you guys. Love you
Super.
all so much.
Love you. Thank
Bye.
you, Tiff. Bye,
Thank you,
everybody, and thank
Stephanie.
you for being here.